10 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Don't you?
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Apparently it's getting serious, so whatever that means. I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know. I know he doesn't know it.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! My pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all time.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
We welcome you into the ballpark by the bay for the final time this season. It's the series finale between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks, and the last game of this 13-game road trip. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Whataburger Field. I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you. The Rough Riders, at a 36-20 record, the best team in AA, take on Corpus Christi. They are 22-34 this season. They have the worst record in the Texas League. Frisco coming off a loss last night, 4-1, and in fact, they're on the verge of dropping this series. They go for a series split today. Frisco won 9 consecutive games coming into this set, but Corpus Christi has been playing some really good baseball recently as well. They've won 8 of their last 12 ball games, and the Riders being outscored 19-17 in this series look to finish it off with their horse on the mound. It's Emiliano Teodo who takes the ball for Frisco in this series finale. Boy, has he been good for the Rough Riders this season. His numbers overall are fantastic, 3-1 with a 2.06 ERA through 9 starts. That's the third best earned run average in the Texas League this season. But if you take out his first start, he has a 1.32 ERA. He has been phenomenal this year, and he's been really good in his 2 starts against Corpus Christi as well. He's allowed just 1 run across 9 innings of work combined between those 2 starts with 9 strikeouts and only 1 hit allowed as well. And Teodo looks to cap off this series on a high note for the Rough Riders. So it's Teodo for the Rough Riders. On the other side, it's Jake Bloss, who has had a ton of success, not only against the Rough Riders, but against everybody here in the AA level so far. The former Georgetown Hoya, the 22-year-old, is the number 10 prospect in the Astros organization, and he's thrown 12 2/3 scoreless innings against the Rough Riders in his 2 starts combined, including 6 2/3 shutout innings his last time out against Frisco in the opener of this series in a 7-1 win for the Hooks. So his numbers on the season, 10 starts, a 1.98 ERA overall. In 6 AA starts, he has a 1.93 ERA. He has been phenomenal. It should be a really strong pitching matchup between these two, with Teodo and Bloss, a seemingly major league level pitching matchup here at the AA level. Emiliano Teodo will work in a new wrinkle today as well for the Rough Riders with his 4-seam fastball, throwing it for the first time this season. We'll tell you a little bit more about that as we continue to move along here on the pregame show and into the broadcast as well. The Rough Riders and Hooks getting set for game number 6 of their meeting in this series and the final meeting between these two teams, game number 18 between these two teams head-to-head this season. So the Rough Riders look to finish it off on a strong suit against these Hooks and finish out this road trip as well before heading back home. They'll take on Amarillo for a 6-game series starting on Tuesday. Yesterday we got to catch up with Rough Riders hitting coach Ryan Tuntlin, had a great conversation with him, had a lot of fun chatting about hitting, and we'll get you part 2 of that interview when we come back with Rough Riders hitting coach Ryan Tuntlin. Rough Riders and Hooks, series finale on this Sunday night. We'll have it for you coming up at 5 past the top of the hour, but enjoy Ryan Tuntlin here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Ryan Tutlin, our guest. Franmer Chavez is swinging the bat really well right now. I want to talk about him. But first of all, when you have a switch hitter like him, and it's almost two different hitters with a right-handed hitter and a left-handed hitter, how do you approach that as a hitting coach?
It's interesting you said that, too, because I always say righty-choppy. So there is the differences. You know, it's his dominant side. He's a right-handed guy. So the right-handed side is a little bit easier. It's not as foreign. You get a lot more at-bats on the left-handed side. So he's accustomed to it. It's just that, you know, everything doesn't sync up on both sides of the body all the time. So just little things in the cage, his work, path work and things like that, especially on the left side, has paid off for him. And it's fun to watch. He's hotter than ever. So that will continue. It won't continue to be that hot, but I think the things that he's taken into the game and his approach and game planning is elite already. So bat to ball skills are there. It's just being accurate with the barrel, and he's doing it.
There's Hot, and then there's Franmer Chavez. He has 15 hits in his last seven games coming into the game tonight. Cabe Rodriguez, another guy who's swinging the bat really well. A lot of multiple hit games. He had a homer. What have you seen that you've liked out of Cabe?
His attention to detail. I think that how he works and how he goes about his business, there's intent behind everything that he does. So even in the cages, taking some pitches, whether it be from flips or overhand or machine work or whatever, just so he gets that kind of daily routine. And he makes the same decisions going from the cages in his work to the on-field work to the game. So it's never foreign to him, and I think that that's helped him a lot, being on the right side and taking a lot of stuff that's, you know, either off the dish or below the dish or whatever it may be. But he's fun to watch, and it's just about having good ABs and hitting stuff hard. So he's doing it.
Lineup structure is always really interesting, and I know that starting lineup is done by the manager and not you necessarily, but when you have a guy who's hitting well, like Franmer Chavez, he moves up to the top spot in the order, trying to get him more at-bats. How important do you think that is to kind of play your hot hand or keep it steady at the top of that order?
I think it's important. I mean, you don't change everything just because one guy's doing great, but it's one where he's rewarded when he does do well. You know, and the other thing, too, is I think that it's a belief. You know, we always tell him the belief is there, but then when you see your name at the top of the lineup and then you start going, that's a confidence booster and a half. So it's good to see. And then also from him, I hope he stays there because it's a weapon there at the top.
Yeah, he's been really good. Want to get you out on this. We're on the road for 2 weeks now. It'll end in just 2 days. Are you excited to get back home? Do you like being on the road? Where are you at?
Yeah, excited to get home. It's great being on the road and seeing the different cities and, you know, being in San Antonio and then being here in Corpus. But honestly, back in Frisco, the fan base there and just all the people there, it's fun to play in front of them, and it'll be good to get back home.
Awesome. We're looking forward to it. He's Ryan Tutlin, Rough Riders hitting coach. Tung, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck today.
Thank you very much.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We welcome you back to Corpus Christi on a beautiful but warm day, and let's get you the starting lineups for both teams as we're just about ready for first pitch in the series finale of this six-game set. First for the Frisco Rough Riders, as announced by acting manager Kavika Emsley-Pi with Carlos Cardoza out of town. Rough Riders 36-20, the best record in the Texas League, winners of 11 of their last 15, and four games up on the Midland Rockhounds in the Texas League South. Kellen Strom, the center fielder, leads it off, riding a six-game hitting streak. Then it's Liam Hicks, the DH, and Cody Freeman at third and hitting third. Josh Hatcher is the first baseman cleaning it up. Franmer Chavez, the shortstop, is down in the five spot. And Abimelech Ortiz in right field today hits sixth. Cooper Johnson catches as he normally does with Emiliano Teodo starts. He hits seventh. It's Alex DeGody, the former hook, playing second base and hitting eighth. And Haysel Cepeda rounds out the Riders' order in left field. Once again for the Riders, it's Strom, Hicks, Freeman, Hatcher, Chavez, Ortiz, Johnson, DeGody, and Cepeda. Emiliano Teodo does start for Frisco, and here's the lineup he'll face as announced by second-year manager Joe Thon for Corpus Christi. 22-34 season for the Hooks. They are 14 games back in the first half of the Rough Riders, and as we play with 13 games left in the Texas League first half. Here's the lineup for the Hooks. It's Kennedy Corona in center field leading it off. Tommy Sacco Jr. hits second and plays third, and Pascanel Ferreras is the shortstop, hitting in the third spot of the order. Colin Barber in left field cleans it up. Jeremy Orocho bats fifth, the second baseman, and Jordan Brewer, the former Michigan Wolverine, is the right fielder, hitting in the sixth spot of the order. J.C. Correa, the designated hitter, bats seventh. Colin Price, the catcher, hitting eighth. And Ryan Robleski is the starting first baseman in the ninth spot of the order for the Hooks. Once again, it's Corona, Sacco, Ferreras, Barber, Orocho, Brewer, Correa, Price, and Robleski, the starting nine for Corpus Christi. Corpus has won three of the first five games in this series. They took the opener 7-1 behind their starting pitcher today, Jake Bloss. He was very good in his start, going 6 2/3 shutout innings, and he was removed with under 80 pitches, had a chance to go seven, but was taken out early as they wanted to be a little bit more careful with him, given that he will be starting today and finishing out the series. The Hooks then took game 2 8-4 before the Rough Riders woke up through back-to-back shutouts, winning 3-0 and 8-0 in games 3 and 4, and then a 4-1 loss last night with the Riders allowing 3 unearned runs. And that was the difference in the ball game, even though Dane Acker surrendered just 1 earned over his 5 innings. It's the Rough Riders and the Hooks getting ready for the series finale here in Corpus Christi, Texas on a warm evening game. The Rough Riders will hope to leave with a victory and then get back home in the wee hours of the morning and have a day off before they take on the Amarillo Sun Poodles for a six-game series back at home for the first time in the month of June. We'll have a camp day on the first day we come back. It'll be a noon first pitch time, and then the rest of the series will follow with 7 o'clock games and then a 6 o'clock game on Sunday. So Jake Bloss takes the mound, and we are ready for baseball on this Sunday evening. Rough Riders and Hooks with first pitch of the play-by-play coming up right after this break at 5 past the top of the hour. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. See you at Bark in the Park this summer. Let's ride!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer,
and it is gone.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss, he got him.
Goal!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my God! Goodness!
Wow, what a play.
Oh, baby, what a night.
Now, let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
It's the series finale between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks as the Rough Riders look to force a series split with a win and finish out this 13-game road trip on a high note. Hi, everybody, and welcome into the Corpus Christi Bay and Whataburger Field. I'm Zach Bigley, very happy to have you, as the Rough Riders have a premier pitching matchup on hand with Jake Bloss, the number 10 prospect of the Astros organization, going for the Corpus Christi Hooks and making his second start of the series against Emiliano Teodo, who is the number 14 prospect in the Rangers organization and who has consistently been the Rough Riders' best pitcher this season. Should be a lot of fun between these two starters, and should be a lot of fun with the Rough Riders looking to get back in their winning ways and especially looking back to swing the bat a little bit more than they have recently. They've only scored 17 runs in the first five games of this series, and eight of them came in one game. They only scored one run in yesterday's contest in a 4-1 loss. So Kellen Strom, the center fielder, is standing in from the right side and ready to get this baby underway. The Rough Riders and Hooks in game number six of this series. And the final game head-to-head between these two teams this season, it's number 18 between them. The Rough Riders are 12-5 against Corpus this year. Strom, right-handed batter. Jake Bloss, the right-handed pitcher, looking in for his sign. He's got it shoulders square to the plate. He winds back in the first pitch of the game. Is fouled back. It's 0-1, and we are officially underway. Just 4 minutes tardy, 5:09 in the p.m. Kellen Strom, Liam Hicks, Cody Freeman, the 3-2 up for the Rough Riders in this top of the first inning. Road gray tops and bottoms for the Riders. Red double R ball cap. Bloss has his sign in the 0-1. He fits it just outside, and it's one ball and one strike on the center fielder for the Rough Riders, who's 4-for-18 in this series, but is riding a six-game hitting streak. He has exactly one hit in all six of the games, hitting just 240 over the hitting streak. 1-1 pitch home from Blaz. Swinging a fly ball, hit well out to right center field. Jordan Brewer back a couple steps into the alley. He's under it, and he makes the catch. One out for Liam Hicks. Top of the first inning. Jake Bloss's numbers have been phenomenal this season. He started out with high A Hashville, just four starts, a 2.08 ERA before getting promoted up here to double A. First offering in. He pours a breaking ball over for a strike. It's 0-1 on Hicks. In six starts so far at the double-A level, he's 2-1 with a 1.93 ERA, and he's beat up on the Rough Riders this year in two starts. 0-1, fouled back. 0-2 on Hicks. In those two starts, 12 2/3 combined innings pitched. He has yet to allow a run to the Rough Riders while just surrendering six hits, nine strikeouts to no walks. He has been dominant at not allowing a lot of hits against him this year. Opponents hitting just 158. 0-2. That misses inside, and it's one ball and two strikes on the left-handed hitting designated hitter for the Rough Riders. One out, bases clear, just underway in the top of the first inning. No score. Left-handers hitting just 150 against him. Right-handers 162. He peels back in the 1-2. Curveball, ground ball, the first baseline, and just foul. And it's still one ball and two strikes on Hicks. Hicks, who's 8-for-18 in this series, he had a multi-homer game 2 days ago. His first multi-home run game since JUCO ball. Here's the look in by Bloss, the right-hander. He has his sign. Wheels in the 1-2. Way high and outside. And it's two balls and two strikes now on Hicks. Bloss this season has not allowed a run in the first or the second inning yet. Mentioned that 155 batting average against. It's second in the Texas League among those who have thrown at least 20 innings. The 2-2 is a soft grounder to the right side. Second baseman Orocho backhand, straightens, turns his body, and throws him out. Two away. Two up, two down for the Riders. Here's Cody Freeman. Among those who have also thrown at least 20 innings, he has a 0.83 whip, which is walks plus hits per innings pitched. Meaning he does not allow a lot of base runners at all. That is third in the Texas League, the pitch. He finds the bottom of the zone with a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Defense behind Bloss today. It's Colin Barber in left, Kennedy Corona in center, Jordan Brewer in right. Tommy Sacco Jr. plays at third. Pascal Ferreras is the shortstop. Jeremy Orocho at second. Ryan Robleski at first. The 0-1 shuttles in high, and it's one ball and one strike. Colin Price is the catcher today for Corpus Christi. Freeman 1-for-5 against Bloss this year. Just 2-for-15 in the series. 1-1. Slides across the inside corner at the belt for a strike, and it's 1-2 on the Riders' third baseman, who's in a bit of a slump right now and trying to bust out of it. Finish off this series. Freeman just hitting 146 over his last 11 games. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on a high fastball for strike three, and it's a 1-2-3 first inning for Jake Bloss. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Corpus Christi comes to the plate against Emiliano Teodo. It's the Rough Riders, nothing. Hooks coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the home half of the first inning. It's Emiliano Teodo on the mound for the Rough Riders, making his ninth start of the season. Teodo faces Kennedy Corona, Tommy Sacco Jr., Pasquinel Ferreras, the top third of the order for Corpus Christi in a scoreless game. Teodo 3-1 with a 2.06 earned run average. Right-hander ready from the stretch and the first pitch of the game for him. The fastball down low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Kennedy Corona 0-4 in the series. He dealt with a bit of a hip issue earlier last week, so made his first appearance last night in the series for the Hooks. Teodo ready from the stretch in the 1-0. That's on the outside corner, a strike. And it's one ball and one strike on Corona. Teodo 97 with that last fastball. That's what we expect, a really electric fastball from the right-hander. 1-1. He just misses away with the heater. It's two balls and one strike. He will be up to 102 with that fastball this season, but he'll probably be sticking in the upper 90s with the heat today. It's 91 degrees with a feels like of 100. 2-1. Check swing and a strike on the changeup on the inside corner. It's two balls and two strikes. Teodo, a three-pitch pitcher. He'll go with the two-seam fastball, slider, and changeup, but he's actually going to be working in the four-seam fastball today for the first time this season to left-handed batters. Teodo's ready from the stretch in the 2-2. Got him looking at the knees. Strike three called with this sinker at the bottom of the zone. Oh, man, 97 miles an hour at the knees. He strikes out Corona. One down for Tommy Sacco Jr. Nasty stuff from Emiliano Teodo. Tommy Sacco Jr., left-handed batter. No score as we play in the bottom of the first inning. Teodo readies and brings it home. Swinging a fly ball out to left center field. Strom angling back into the left center alley. And the center fielder there to make the catch. Two up, two down quickly against Teodo. Here's Pasquinel Ferreras. Defense behind Teodo today. It's Hazel Cepeda in left. Kellen Strom in center. Abimelech Ortiz in right field today. Cody Freeman at third. Franer Chavez the shortstop. Alex Degody at second base. Josh Hatcher at first. And Cooper Johnson catches today for Emiliano Teodo, as he normally does. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Check swing and an offering low, and he went around. It's 0-1 on a 98-mile-an-hour sinker down and in. Teodo pins the glove to his left knee, looking in for his side. Offering home. Swing and a miss on the slider below the zone. It's quickly 0-2. Cooper Johnson is catching Teodo for the eighth time in his 10 starts now. He's seen a record of 6-1 for the Rough Riders when these two pair together. A 2.14 ERA as well for Teodo. No balls, two strikes. Ferreras, right-handed batter. Teodo deals home. Low and outside, missing at 100 miles an hour, and it's one ball and two strikes. Ferreras 3-14 with a triple and a homer in this series. 1-2. Inside. Missed with a changeup, and it's two balls and two strikes. It's The home white uniform tops and bottoms today for Corpus Christi with the navy ball cap. 2-2. Swinging a line drive into right field. It's a base hit. Ferreras was behind on the fastball at 100 miles an hour on the outside corner and singled into right field.
Left fielder, number 9, Colin Barber.
It's Colin Barber now. Barber, a left-handed batter. Teodo readies. And the right-hander brings it. Low and outside, missing with the sinker, and it's one ball and no strikes. And the throw went over Teodo's head, right to Chavez, though the shortstop backing it up. Barber 3-for-11 in the series with an RBI. The Rough Riders will force a series split with a win today. Our three-man umpiring crew, Clay Williams, his balls and strikes behind the plate. Throw over to first, not in time. Stephen Rios Jr., our first base umpire over there by first base. And Justin Juska is our third base umpire today. One ball and no strikes on Barber. Teodo, a long hold, he rocks in. Swinging a hard ground ball that's through the right side and into right field down the line. Ferreras turns around second. Stop sign for him there. They're runners at first and second now on back-to-back singles. Here's Jeremy Orocho.
Second baseman, number 2, Jeremy Orocho.
It was a hard ground ball to the right side. Hatcher had to hold on Ferreras at first, obviously. If he wasn't holding him on, that would have been a routine ground out to first base, but because he was even with the bag, it leaked through that right side. Left-handed batter, first pitch. Outside on the heater, and it's one ball and no strikes. So Emiliano Teodo has not allowed a run through the first two innings this season in any of his starts. And there are runners at first and second with two outs. He steps off. Orocho 1-for-2 against Teodo this season. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider down and in. And it's now one ball and one strike. And that's significant. Orocho has the only hit head-to-head against Teodo for any Corpus Christi hook coming into this game before the two singles in this first inning. Teodo had only allowed one hit across his two starts to Corpus. And he's allowed two singles here in the first inning. 1-1. That dips below the zone, missing on the changeup, and it's two balls and one strike. So Teodo in a bit of trouble here in the first inning with two down. He nods yes at the sign, ready from the stretch. He kicks home. Low and outside. Three balls in one strike. And this is where Teodo can get himself into a little bit of trouble when he starts to miss arm side. And he can start to get a little bit wild. He readies from the belt. The 3-1 pitch. Down and in, ball 4. So he walks Orocho, and the bases are now loaded. Two down, Jordan Brewer bats, and Cooper Johnson will go out and chat with Teodo. He got the first two outs very easily, and here comes John Goble as well, the Rough Riders pitching coach, to go chat with his right-hander. Got the first two outs with a strikeout and a flyout on 6 pitches. He's had to labor a little bit since. His next pitch will be his 19th here in the first inning, and just trying to get out of it scoreless now. It was a glove side sinker that he missed down and in with. Long chat for Goble up on the mound. Jordan Brewer, 6-for-15 in this series. Couple of home runs back in game one.
Right fielder, number 22, Jordan Brewer.
Brewer bats with the bases loaded and two down in this bottom of the first inning. Nothing, our score. Teodo working righty-righty here. Brewer chokes up a finger on the bat. The pitch. Down in the dirt. Missing with the slider, and it's 1-0. We have not seen a whole lot of sliders from Teodo in this first inning. That's just his third slider he's thrown. So missing down low with that pitch. One ball and no strikes to Brewer. Right-hander pitches. Swinging a ground ball, fisted to the right side, right at the first baseman Hatcher. He's got it at the chest, runs to the bag himself, crosses over the bag into foul territory to beat him, and takes his momentum into the dugout. Inning over. Teodo works out of it. No runs on two hits, no errors, three left on. We go to the top of the second. Scoreless between the Riders and Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Emiliano Teodo walks a man to load the bases in the bottom of the first inning, but then he gets out of it, getting a ground out, a 20-pitch inning for the Rough Riders right-hander, and now the Rough Riders are back to the plate on the offensive side in the top of the second inning. Josh Hatcher, Franier Chavez, Abimelech Ortiz, middle third of the order against Jake Bloss, who threw a 13-pitch, 9-strike first inning, retiring the Rough Riders in order and striking out Cody Freeman to end the inning. Left-hander at the plate, right-hander on the hill. Hatcher trying to turn around what's been a tough start to the month of June for him. And the first pitch home. He swings and fists it up the middle on two hops out to the second baseman, Orocho, who fields, throws on the run over to first base and gets Hatcher. One away. Orocho's momentum taking him towards the second base bag there. He didn't stop his momentum. He just turned and threw and got him at first base. So one down for Franier Chavez. One pitch, one out for Jake Bloss, and it's not like he needs much help to go deep in ball games. He's been ultra efficient during his time in AA. He winds back here in the pitch. Chavez takes inside with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Bloss went 6 2/3 innings in that start on Tuesday against the Rough Riders and seemed to hardly break a sweat. Under 80 pitches, the pitch. Hit foul off of Price, the catcher behind home. Oh, I got a big piece of him off his left forearm. And he's hunched over behind the plate. 6'5", backstop, stands up and walks around behind home. Hopefully he's okay. Looks at the back of his wrist and says, yep, I'm good to go. It's the life of a catcher. One ball and one strike on the Riders' shortstop. So you get a look at the replay of it. Yep, right off the top of the left forearm. Ouch. Chavez is 5-for-11 in this series. 1-1. Swinging a fly ball into shallow center field right at Kennedy Corona. And he's there to make the two-handed grab right above his head. Former minor league gold glover puts away the second out of the inning. Here's Abimelech Ortiz. Corona getting his first start in center field since last week in Midland when he went down with that hip injury. He DH'd in yesterday's game. This is his eighth time DH'ing
in a Hooks uniform over the last 2 years. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, 0-0 our score. Top of the second, base is clear, and Ortiz calls time with Bloss just staring him down on the mound. Bloss has been phenomenal here at home for the Hooks. He's only allowed one earned run in 23 innings pitched here at Whataburger Field. First offering in. Ortiz takes right down the middle, a strike, and it's 0-1. And over 5.5 ERA with the Hooks on the road, but 23 innings, he's only surrendered 11 hits in the ballpark by the Bay. 0-1. Fouled away to the left side. It's 0-2 quickly on Ortiz, and boy, is he working efficiently right now. His next pitch will be his 20th as he throws with two outs in the second. Emiliano Teodo threw 20 pitches in the first alone for the Rough Riders. Bloss has his sign in the 0-2 to Ortiz. Swinging a soft roller foul to the on-deck circle where Cooper Johnson makes the grab easily on a high hop. Hunter hands it to the ball boy, and still no balls and two strikes here on Ortiz, who had a good game yesterday, singling for his first hit of the series. He also grounded out, hitting the ball at 111 miles an hour. And it ended up being an out for him. 0-2. That misses low. One ball and two strikes on the right fielder now. The Rough Rider is trying to ignite their offense as Price motions back to the home plate umpire something about his glove, and he walks towards the dugout. Looks like his glove might be broken. Having to get his backup one. And someone in the dugout tosses it to him. It's a new glove and a new color for him. He had a light tan glove before. This one, a black glove. One ball and two strikes on Ortiz, with the bases clear. This warm day, sunshine bearing down on all players on the field. No shade to be had. 1-2. Inside. Flattens the count at two balls and two strikes. The shade is creeping up from the left side in foul territory, so we'll soon engulf home plate probably in the next 15 minutes or so. 2-2. Swinging a line drive off the end of the bat to shallow center. Corona racing on, and he jogs in to make the two-handed grab. Side retired. Six up, six down for Jake Bloss to begin his outing. 0-0 our score. We go to the bottom of the second next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Emiliano Teodo looks for a bounce-back inning in the bottom of the second. 0-0 our score between the Rough Riders and the Hooks. Teodo threw 20 pitches and left the bases loaded, giving up a couple singles and walking a batter. He faces the bottom third of the order. It's J.C. Correa, Colin Price, Ryan Robleski for the Hooks. in this runless game. Teodo from the stretch, and the fireballer deals. Swinging a grounder foul back behind home off the end of the bat, and it's 0-1. Teodo pulling the string there on a slider. The three pitches are all 90 miles an hour or above. His fastball will reach, obviously, 102 miles an hour. His slider will be as low as 87, but usually in the 90-mile-an-hour range. The pitch, swing and a miss, and a changeup coming in at 90 on the inside edge, and it's 0-2. The changeup has been clocked as high as 94 miles an hour this season. 0-2. In the dirt off the outside corner, skips in. Oh, and I think it came up and got Johnson up under his mask, possibly in the neck area. And he has to walk it off behind home plate. That's not fun at all, especially with nobody aboard in a situation where he didn't need to block it. Bounced out in front of home plate, and he blocked it off to his right side, and it looked like it might have come up and gotten him under the mask. So he's good to go. One ball, two strikes on Correa. Teodo's pitch. Swinging a ground ball, left side, off Freeman's glove and out into left field. And Correa finds himself aboard. Freeman reached out to his left. It was off the very tip of his glove and squirted out into left. And we'll see how they score that, if they give him a base hit or charge an error to Cody Freeman.
Catcher,
they say base hit. So a single for Correa, the third hit that Teodo has allowed, and here's Colin Price. This is a rare sight indeed. Teodo deals home. It's inside, one ball and no strikes. The right-hander had opponents just hitting 187 against him coming into his start. Only 28 hits allowed in 43 and two-thirds innings. The pitch. Fouled away back behind home, and it's one ball and one strike. Teodo allowing these three hits, all of them singles. That's the norm. He's only allowed four extra base hits this whole season. Throw goes over to first, not in time. Two doubles, two homers. He allowed two doubles in his first start of the year and then didn't allow a homer until two starts ago. And he's allowed a home run in back-to-back starts now. He readies in the 1-1. Off the end of the bat, a squibber foul to the right side. It's one ball and two strikes on Price. Teodo's been very good with two strikes as well. That's the interesting thing, is he's given up two of the three hits with two strikes. He'd only allowed 10 hits with two strikes all season, with opponents hitting just 132 against him in those instances. 1-2. Got him looking. Slider on the outside corner for strike three. Teodo with his second strikeout, both of them looking. One away here in the second for Ryan Robleski.
First baseman, number 7, Ryan Robleski.
Robleski 0 for 10 in this series. Nothing-nothing our score. We play in the bottom of the second inning. Siegel is flying low over the field here. The pitch. That misses inside. One ball and no strikes. The water is just about 500 feet or so beyond the left field wall. The bay of Corpus Christi, and then the Gulf is out to our right. The 1-0. That flicks across the outside corner with a fastball for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike on Robleski. Really just a beautiful setting for baseball on this 91-degree day with a feels like of 165% humidity. 1-1. Bounces in the dirt off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. Missing there with a slider. Top of the order, and Kennedy Corona waits on deck. If you look out beyond right center field, past the Harbor Bridge, here's the stretch. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup off the outside edge. It's 2-2. You get a look at the USS Lexington, which is an aircraft carrier out beyond right center. Turn it into a museum. It's a beautiful museum. Got to go there last year. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with his slider in the dirt for strike three. Third strikeout for Teodo. Two down, and here's Kennedy Corona now. Corona struck out in the first looking.
Center fielder, 23, Kennedy Corona.
Nothing. Our score still in the second. Correa singled. He leads off of first. Right-hander ready from the stretch. First base side of the rubber. He kicks in. Swing and a miss. First offering change, and it's 0-1. A changeup continues to be such an invaluable weapon for Teodo this season. A pitch that really wasn't a huge factor in his arsenal in years prior. He readies, and the 0-1. That misses low on the 98-mile-an-hour fastball. One ball and one strike. Corona has had a tough season offensively even before the injury, hitting just 194 in 36 games coming into this one. 1-1 pitch. Way up and away. Off-speed toss slipped out of his hand there, and it's two balls and one strike. Definitely not the Kennedy Corona we saw last year. Feet close together, very slightly closed off at the plate. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Way out in front of the slider. It's two balls and two strikes. Opponents are hitting under 100 on the slider this year. It's been a devastating pitch for Teodo. He struck out three already. 2-2. Swing and a miss, and a ball that skips past Johnson all the way back to the backstop. Corona down to first and no throw. So Teodo gets his fourth strikeout, but a wild pitch moves Correa up to second base and puts Corona on. So Teodo has a chance here for a four-strikeout inning.
Third baseman, number 4, Tommy Sacco Jr.
Tommy Sacco Jr. stands in. The ultra-rare opportunity to strike out four in a frame. You play in the bottom of the second. Teodo readies. Looks to second. Brings it in. Slider low and outside. One ball and no strikes. The pitch home is low, and it's 2-0. Can't remember the last time a Rough Rider has done it. It's only happened a select few times in Major League Baseball. Here's the stretch. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball low. Two balls and one strike. Staying with that sinker against the left-hander. Runners at first and second. 2-1 on Sacco. Teodo looks back to second base and swivels in the 2-1. Low with a fastball, and it's three balls and one strike, and he's finding himself in a very similar situation to what he had in the second inning, or in the first inning, I should say, with two aboard and two out and a 3-1 count on the next batter. He walked Orocho to load the bases in that instance. He brings it home. Misses low for ball four, and the bases are loaded again. Back-to-back innings now, and he's loaded the bases with a walk. Pascanel Ferreira's bound. Again, it's hard because this inning should be over after the strikeout. Wild pitch. And John Goble emerges from the Rough Riders dugout, and he'll go chat with Teodo. These two have an extremely close relationship, Teodo and Goble. In fact, on the bus, whenever we leave the ballpark and head back to the hotel, John Goble and I usually sit in the seats across from each other. And mostly, coaches will sit in the front, and staff, and players will sit towards the back of the bus. While Teodo always insists on sitting next to John Goble, and he said, that's my pitching coach. It's always who I want to sit next to. And those two have a great time jabbing at each other. John Goble has been so impressed time and time again by what Teodo has been able to do on the mound. He said, based on what we want Teodo to be, he has not been up to our standards, extremely lofty standards, but He says he keeps on throwing up zeros, which is incredibly impressive, and that's what he did in the first, and that's what he's trying to do here in the second. Bases loaded, two outs. Nothing our score, and the first pitch home to Ferreras is a strike on the inside edge with the changeup, and it's 0-1. Ferreras singled into right field the opposite way in the first inning. Teodo ready. He brings in the 0-1. Swinging a broken bat, lofted pop-up out to second base. DeGody's there to make the catch, and the side is retired. So, just like the first inning, Teodo, no runs on one hit, no errors, and three left on base. He's stranded six through the first two innings. Top three next, no score on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
This is Steven Jennings, and let's get back to the game.
Top half of the third inning from Whataburger Field. The Rough Riders and the Hooks locked in a runless tie. Cooper Johnson, Alex DeGody, Haysel Cepeda due up in the third. It's the bottom third of the order for the Rough Riders. Jake Bloss has gone six up, six down on just 23 pitches so far, picking up right where he left off in game one of this series with his 6 2/3 scoreless innings. Cooper Johnson, right-handed batter, Bloss, right-handed pitcher in the first pitch of the inning. The curveball slipped out of his hand, missed up high, one ball and no strikes. Johnson 1-for-4 against Bloss so far this season. Pinwheels the bat out towards the hill. Locks it over his right shoulder. It's a two-tone bat, tan handle, black barrel. 1-0. High and inside. Two balls and no strikes. First time that he started 2-0 on a hitter so far today. Bloss, an extremely smart young man. Went to a very accelerated high school. 2-0. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it's 2-1 now on Johnson. In Greensboro, North Carolina, then took his talents to Lafayette College, where he was a double major in math and economics. He was a good pitcher, and he had offers from a lot of different programs. The 2-1, swinging a ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Ferreras, to his left. He swallows it up, slings it sidearm to first, and retires Johnson. One away. Alex DeGody bats now for the Riders. Nothing our score in the third. Eight-hole hitter and former Hook.
Second baseman number 14, Alex DeGody.
But Bloss wasn't sure where his baseball career was going to take him, so he said some guys would want to go to SEC schools for their grad transfer year, but he wanted to go to a really good academic school. The pitch. Well, the inside edge of strike, and it's 0-1, so he chose Georgetown and ended up getting his master's in finance there. And, by the way, he was a very good pitcher and got drafted in the third round that season by the Astros. 0-1 pitch. DeGody watches on the outside corner of strike, and it's 0-2. The biggest change for him at Georgetown was a massive velo jump. They changed his mechanics once he got to the Hoyas and using his back foot more to push off. The 0-2 pitch is outside. It's one ball and two strikes. in his 3 years at Lafayette College. He threw just 17 fastballs that were 94 miles an hour or above. He winds back here in the 1-2. Swinging a pop-up right side of the infield. Robleski, the first baseman, started back, now jogs in a couple steps. Even with the bag, he makes the count. Two down for Jesus Cepeda. Nothing-nothing score, top of the third. Two down, bases clear. So with 3 years at Lafayette, just 17 fastballs at 94 or above. At Georgetown, just one season there, he threw 281 fastballs that were 94 or above. The pitch. Sawed off, pop-up, right side. Robleski going back at the cut of the outfield grass. The first baseman makes the catch, and Cepeda's retired. And on 31 pitches, Jake Bloss has gone 9-up, 9-down against this Rough Riders order. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go into the bottom half of the third. Nothing-nothing score on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShip. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Emiliano Teodo takes the mound again in the third. Nothing-nothing score, and Teodo has done a bit of a Houdini act today. Colin Barber leads it off. Teodo readies and fires home. Fastball misses low, one ball and no strikes. Teodo has stranded the bases loaded in each of the first two innings, and so both of these pitchers, Teodo and Bloss, have thrown scoreless innings. The 1-0 slips outside, 2-0, but in very different ways. Bloss has gone 9-up, 9-down. Teodo has thrown two scoreless innings, but has stranded six. He readies in the 2-0 pitch to Barber. Swinging a drive into right center field. Strom racing back on a dead run. Still going. Reaches up and pulls it out of the air. Kellen Strom with a nice grab in center on a dead sprint. Able to make the catch. One down in the third. The ball struck at 101 miles an hour off the bat. And here's Jeremy Orocho. He walked in the first inning. Still runless game here in Corpus Christi. Teodo has thrown 48 pitches now to get the first 7 outs. The pitch. And it's outside. One ball and no strikes. So we'd like a quick, efficient inning here in the third. He stretches the 1-0. That's on the outside corner, a strike. A sinker there, and it's 1-1. Teodo bringing back the four-seam fastball today, or at least supposedly. We'll throw a couple to lefties. 1-1. Breaking ball, last foul into the netting above the hooks, dugout on the left side. It's 1-2. Teodo hadn't thrown that four-seamer since midway through the season last year when he switched to the two-seam fastball, a pitch with a lot more movement. He readies here in the 1-2 pitch to Orocho. Swinging a line drive on one hop to second. Degote's got it to his left, turns his body towards first, throws that way and gets Orocho two down. Nothing game for Jordan Brewer. Brewer, a former Michigan Wolverine, part of that Michigan team that made the College World Series back in 2019. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Upper edge, inside corner with a breaking ball for his strike. 0-1. He had to get through Ryan Garcia's UCLA Bruins. Ryan Garcia, Rough Riders starting pitcher. Started back on Wednesday. 0-1. Inside edge of the fastball for his strike. 0-2. Brewer ended up going 0-3 against Ryan Garcia in that opener of the Super Regional. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He dispatched him on three pitches with a slider low and away for strike three. Five Ks for Emiliano Teodo and a 1-2-3 third. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top four next. Nothing our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
At the top of the order for the Rough Riders in the top of the fourth. Nothing game between the Rough Riders and the Hooks in this series finale. Frisco a chance to split the series of the win. Hooks would win it 4-2 with a victory today. Kellen Strom, first batter, the pitch. Breaking ball inside, one ball and no strikes from Jake Bloss. Strom flying out to right field to open up the ball game today. Bloss nods yes to the sign, peels in the 1-0. Low and away, missing with the fastball. Two balls and no strikes. Nine up, nine down so far for Jake Bloss. Just 31 pitches through the first nine in the order. He's been consistently working ahead. He rocks here in the 2-0. Strom swings, bounces it on two hops to short. Ferreras has got it ahead high. Throws high onto first base, but it's in time. Robleski jumped up in the air. The first baseman came back down on the bag, and he dropped to the bag before Strom came flying across. So one out in the fourth inning. First 10 retired by Bloss. Liam Hicks, the batter now. The pitch. That's inside of the lefty, and it's one ball and no strikes. Hicks grounded out to second in the first, but the only Rough Riders hitter in the lineup who has two hits head-to-head against Bloss this season. Now 2-for-4 against him. 1-0. He takes high and outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Bloss does such a good job at changing up his pitch mix. And he can throw him in any count. He'll go fastball, cutter, curveball, sweeper, and changeup in his arsenal. He winds here in the 2-0. That misses outside. It's three balls and no strikes. Loss mentioned that master's in finance that he got from Georgetown. He finished that up earlier this year. He had his final class in May. He got that master's in finance. 3-0. Upper edge outside corner, a strike. It's 3-1. And so he's got his fallback option if baseball doesn't work out, but he doesn't have to worry about that right now because he is throwing some of the best baseball in all of AA. 3-1 pitch. That finds the bottom of the zone for a strike. That's the cutter from Bloss, and it's 3-2 on Hicks. 8 for 19 now in this series. 4 extra base hits. Hicks grabs some pine tar in the middle of his bat, steps back in from the left side. Open stance, holding the bat skyward out in front of him. Now turns it around in a windmill over his left shoulder. The 3-2 is fouled away off the fist to the left side. Opposite away for Hicks. 3-2. Really is a gorgeous day for baseball. The shadows creeping up parallel with the third base line on foul territory. And in about 5-6 minutes or so, they'll reach home plate. Bloss has his sign. 3-2 home. Popped up down the left side. Long run, Sacco, the third baseman, towards the boundary, and he wants to go into the stands. It's a foul ball, and it's still 3 balls and 2 strikes. 1 out, bases clear. 0-0 score in the top of the fourth inning. Rough Riders finishing out this 13-game road trip. Usually 12-game road trip for 2 weeks of games, but 13 because of a doubleheader in San Antonio forced by a rainout earlier in the first half in Frisco. Rough Riders are 9-3 on this road trip. Hicks back in from the left side. Payoff in. He takes low and away, ball 4. The Rough Riders have their first base runner today. It comes on a 4th inning, 1-out walk. And that brings Cody Freeman to the plate. Neither team has found the scoreboard in the run column yet. Right-handed batter against right-handed pitcher. This road trip has been fantastic for the Rough Riders, and mostly because of their pitching. Their pitching has a 2.61 ERA. The pitch is low, and Bloss is called in a balk. He didn't come set. He tried to quick pitch Cody Freeman, and Hicks is down to second. Freeman wasn't even looking at him when he started his motion. It should be a pitch clock violation in its own right, but because of the quick pitch, it puts Hicks down in scoring position. So 1 out, runner at second. First scoring opportunity for the Rough Riders. Bloss peers in. Wants a redo of the signs. He's got it. He deals. Low and outside. Misses in the dirt. It's 1 ball and 1 strike on Freeman. That ERA for the Rough Riders during this stretch, second in the league only to Arkansas. Riders have been so good on the pitching side really all season. The bullpen over the last few games has been fantastic for Frisco. Bloss Reddy's in the 1-0. Rides inside, missing of the fastball at 94, and it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. Frisco bullpen, especially in this month of June, we're just 6 games into the month, but they have a 1.61 ERA. Time called, and Colin Price goes out and chats with Bloss, who wants to make sure they're on the same page after going 2-0 to Freeman following the Hicks walk. This is the dangerous part of this Rough Riders order. You have a lot of guys in this middle of the order, though, not hitting the way that you expect them to hit. Both Cody Freeman and Josh Hatcher are in slumps right now, just trying to figure it out. Freeman 2 for his last 16 in this series. Josh Hatcher 2 for his last 18 in this series. Hatcher being on deck. Lost the 2-0. Freeman watches a fastball on the inner edge for a strike. That's that cutter, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Hicks takes his lead from second. Outfield deep and slightly to pole. 2-1. Breaking ball popped up. Back behind home and foul over our heads. Two balls, two strikes. Freeman stepping out from the right side of the batter's box and now climbing his way back in. If you pair that pitching overall just to June, 2.85 ERA for the Rough Riders in June is second in the Texas League, just to Springfield. Rough Riders' offense needs to pick up the slack a little bit. The pitch. Swinging a fly ball into shallow center field. Ferreras, the shortstop, is going back. He calls everyone off, and he makes the grab. So Freeman pops out. Two down, runner at second for Hatcher. Still a scoreless game. Finally making Bloss work a little bit, though.
First base number 12, Josh Hatcher.
8-pitch at-bat, or plate appearance, I should say, for Hicks. Freeman saw 5 pitches. Hatcher grounded out to second on the first pitch he saw. In the second, he's not necessarily one to make anybody work. Very aggressive hitter. Bloss fires. Swinging a foul at the plate. Hatcher just caught a piece, and it's 0-1. Right on cue, swinging at that first pitch. Hicks grabs his lead from second with the wind blowing to the opposite way for Hatcher out to left. The pitch. Fastball pierces the outside edge of the knees, a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Rough Riders still in search of that first hit today. Neither team has found the scoreboard. Loss ready is 0-2. Low and outside. Changeup missing. 1-2 on Hatcher. Hitting just 192 in his last 6 games. His average is below 300 now for the first time since the second game this season. That's how hot he has been. 1-2. Check swing and a high fastball. They appeal, and he did not go. It's 2-2. He had 347 in the month of April, winning Texas Rangers Minor League Player of the Month. Had a decent May, but not spectacular. It's been a tough start to June. 2-2 on Hatch. The pitch. Breaking ball, line drive, over second, into right field. It's a base hit. Hicks getting the wave around third. Brewer's throw to the plate is late. The runner goes down to second. Hatcher's safe there. RBI single for Josh Hatcher, and the Rough Riders break through with their first hit of the ball game and their first run of the ball game against Jake Bloss. First time they've scored a run off of him in 3 starts head-to-head this season. 1-0 Frisco here in the fourth. Good base running by Josh Hatcher, getting down to second base as well on the throw that went straight through. On a 1-2 pitch, he got a curveball and was able to whack it into right field just over the top of Orocho, the second baseman jumping up in the air. Here's Franer Chavez, first pitch, bunted third baseline and foul. It's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders strike first in the top of this fourth inning. They get a run. And another runner in scoring position now. Hatcher, although he has been struggling lately, still continues to be fantastic with runners in scoring position this year. Came in top 10 in the league in RBIs. That's his 33rd. Look back towards second, and Bloss steps on. Hatcher came into this game hitting 310 with runners in scoring position. 1-0. Cue shot foul off the end of the bat down the third baseline. That was the 0-1. It's now 0-2. Riders are the second best in the Texas League in hitting with runners in scoring position this year. And Hatcher coming through with a big base hit. Chavez flying out to center in the second. 1-0 Rough Riders. We play in the top of the fourth inning and looking for more. Right-hander's pitch. and foul at the plate. It's still no balls and two strikes. Another RBI opportunity. Frisco trying to take advantage with Emelec Ortiz on deck. Talk about a huge balk as well to move Hicks to second. 0-2. Up and away. It's one ball and two strikes. Boss tried to quick pitch Cody Freeman after walking Hicks and balked him to second to move him into scoring position. That set things up for Hatcher's single to be an RBI single. And with two outs, even on the liner, Hicks was able to run. 1-2. Chavez swings and cracks it into right field. The right at Brewer. He's there to make the catch. Side retired. Well, the Rough Riders a run on one hit. No errors. A runner left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Frisco is striking first, leading it 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Driver, start your engines. As the Rough Riders speed through the 2024 Texas League schedule, we're getting ready to head to the racetrack on Friday, June 14th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR night with the Texas Motor Speedway. Enjoy plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game and make sure to lift in the corners. Get your tickets for June 14th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Coming into this game, we thought it would be a matchup of two pitchers that have thrown really well, and usually that means that we'd have a pitching duel on our hands, and that's exactly what we have here in Corpus Christi. It's 1-0 Rough Riders to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Bottom third of the order due up for Corpus. And the first pitch from Emiliano Teodo to J.C. Correa is a ground ball fair down the third base line. Keeps on rolling past the diving Freeman all the way into the corner. Cepeda digs it out and left, tosses it back in. It's a double for J.C. Correa, and he's 2-for-2. Only the third double that Emiliano Teodo has surrendered this season. Teodo has done such a wonderful job making sure that he doesn't give up a lot of extra base hits. Colin Price stands in now. Opponents coming into this game today were just slugging 240 this season against Teodo. That's not even good for a batting average, let alone a slugging percentage. He readies and brings it. Low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. That's the first double he's allowed, and the second time that Correa has led an inning off with a hit. 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the fourth. Price is struck out looking in the second. Teodo's K'd 5 through 3-plus innings. He looks back to second and brings it home. Bounced in there. Two balls and no strikes. He's thrown 58 pitches already as he goes here in the fourth. And I have to imagine it's not going to be a long start for Teodo. Working from the first base side of the rubber. Looking in at Price. He's now 3-for-13 in the series. Long look. He's got his sign. He rifles home. Low and outside. Misses the fastball in the dirt away. And it's three balls and no strikes. falling behind again here against Bryce. He's only walked two, but both have been with two runners aboard to load the bases. What Toyota has done so well this year is leave base runners on. 3-0. That's high for ball four, and he walks Colin Price. So runners at first and second, nobody out in this fourth inning for Ryan Wroblewski. Kennedy Corona due up after him at the top of the order.
First baseman number seven, Ryan Wroblewski.
The league averages around 70% for left on base percentage for pitchers. Toyota is third in the league with an 82% left on base, just ridiculously high. The pitch. That's inside, missing with a slider, and it's one ball and no strikes. So he'll allow some base runners, but he's done a great job this year not allowing them to cross home, leaving him on. 1-0 pitch. Fouled away to the right side. We're even at one ball and one strike on Wroblewski. That's what good pitchers do. They'll get themselves into jams, but they'll get out of it. Toyota's been able to do it with two key factors this year. One, his incredible ability to strike batters out. He readies in the 1-1 pitch. Fouled away again to the right side, and he's up on the count. One ball and two strikes now. His other is his ability to get the ground ball. He's rolled three double plays behind him this year. His ground ball rate of 49% is the third best in the Texas League. So he gets a lot of balls on the ground and a lot of opportunities to roll double plays. He readies here. 1-2. Down in the dirt. Slider misses. Two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders leading 1-0. We play in the bottom of the fourth inning. Hooks out hitting Frisco 4-1. Rough Riders have the lone tally in the run column, though. Toyota the 2-2 on the way to Wroblewski. He takes strike three called. Toyota froze him right down the middle. And the slider, nasty stuff. Sixth strikeout for Toyota, one out for Kennedy Corona. And now a double play gets him out of the inning. He's ready from the stretch, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Sinker below the zone, it's 0-1. 98 miles an hour on that sinker. Corona has struck out twice today. Toyota from the belt. He fires. Popped up foul back behind home, and it's 0-2. Really locking in now. Quality pitch after quality pitch. It's a 99-mile-an-hour fastball up and away. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball through the left side. It's a base hit. Cepeda up with it. Correa up to third. He gets the stop sign. And the bases are loaded for the third time today in four innings. That was the third 0-2 hit, or excuse me, two strike hit that Toyota has allowed today. He'd allowed just 10 two strike hits all season in nine starts coming in before this. An 0-2 single for Corona into left field on a slider that he just hung right in the middle of the plate. There's Tommy Sacco Jr. in the first pitch to the left-handed batter is outside with a 99-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the fourth inning, bases loaded, one out. Toyota stranded the bases loaded in the first and the second, a 1-2-3 inning in the third, and now the 1-0. Swinging a fly ball, hitting the center field. This will at least tie the game. Strombeck, he's under it. He makes the grab. Everybody tags. The throw goes into second base. Corona slides it safely there. Correa scores. We're tied at one. You can only flirt with fire for so long before it comes back to scorch you. That time a sack fly to center for Sacco. Two outs now for Pascanel Ferreras, who's one for two today. 1-1 game in the bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch. Swinging a bounder foul left side. It's 0-1. Ferreras singled into right and popped out to second in his two trips. So Corpus Christi has now had four at-bats with runners in scoring position. They're just 1-for-4. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider below the zone. It's 0-2. Teodo allowing his first run of the ball game here in the fourth inning and trying to get out of it, allowing just that. Tied at 1. Here's the right-hander's look in. He's got his sign. And the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball down and in. That's the slider. Ball and two strikes. Colin Barber, the left-handed batter, waits on deck here in this fourth inning. Steven Jennings is getting loose out in the Riders' bullpen. 1-2. Fly down the right field line and deep. Ortiz on the run towards the line. It's a foul ball. Still one ball and two strikes. Off the seating area down the right field line. Everyone walks back to their bases and home plate. Runners at second and third, two down. Deono ready from his stretch. And the right-hander, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Struck him out with a slider. It's 7 strikeouts for Teodo, but he does allow a run. It comes on 2 hits, no errors, 2 left on. He's stranded 8 through 4 innings, and we're tied at 1 to the top of the 5th on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Father's Day is quickly approaching, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great dads in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, June 16th, come out to the ballpark for some great Father's Day activities as the Riders take on the Amarillo Sock Poodles for a 6:05 first pitch. The Rough Riders will play as the Dallas Black Giants, the moniker that pays tribute to the former Negro Leagues team in Dallas. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com and reserve your spot to participate in a pregame catch on the field. Let's ride.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Go to the top of the fifth inning. The Rough Riders and Hooks knotted at one run apiece here in game 6 of this 6-game series. Abimelech Ortiz starts it against Jake Bloss. Ortiz to be followed by Cooper Johnson and Alex Degody. Both teams the run in the fourth inning, and that's our score. Ortiz lined out to center his first at bat. First pitch from Bloss. A breaking ball slips inside of the left-handed batter, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Rough Riders continue their push towards the postseason here in the first half. The first half ends in just 12 games after today. 1-0 pitch. Swinging a fly ball hit well into center field. Kennedy Corona going back. He's still going back at the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. Ball just kept on carrying with the wind, blowing it out to left. Ortiz hit it at 102 off the bat. Ends up with a long fly out. Cooper Johnson to the plate now. tied at one, top of the fifth inning. We continue to stay locked on the Midland Rockhounds and what they're doing is they're the team chasing the Rough Riders right now in the postseason hunt. They won 3-1 against San Antonio earlier today. Pitch to Johnson. It's on the outside corner, a breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-1. So the Rough Riders would have to win today to keep pace. Otherwise, it would just be three games up on Midland with 12 games remaining. The wildest thing happened yesterday. Think about the wildest finish you've seen in baseball, and then wait till you hear what happened in the Midland-San Antonio game last night. Bloss has his sign. He winds back in the 0-1. Breaking ball tagged in the air down the left field line, hooking towards the corner and foul. Just barely. It ricochets back out onto the field of play and left. And it's no balls and two strikes. Yesterday, San Antonio was leading 4-2 going into the bottom of the ninth inning. And the Rockhounds got a couple of runners aboard in the bottom of the ninth. 0-2 pitch to Johnson. Check swing foul back behind home, and it's still no balls and two strikes. The game had already featured some wildness as both managers had been ejected throughout the game. Well, going into the bottom of the ninth inning, they needed two to tie and three to win it. With two aboard and two out, they brought in Cooper Bowman, their best hitter, to pinch hit in the bottom of the ninth. Here's the wind back in the 0-2. Johnson takes inside. One ball and two strikes. And Bowman hit a three-run walk-off homer down the left field line, or so everyone thought. It was a homer. They celebrated. They dumped Gatorade on Bowman. And everyone vacated the field except for the San Antonio players. They all stayed on the field. Here's the windback from Bloss after getting his sign from his backstop, Price. And the 1-2. Up high, two balls, two strikes. The pitcher, Javian Sandridge, got a new baseball from the umpires. Stood on the mound, stepped off the rubber, threw over to third on appeal, and they called one of the runners, Denzel Clark, out. The 2-2. Up and in. Three balls and two strikes now on Johnson. He's worked it full. Saying he missed the third base bag, and that was the final out of the ball game. And the crazy thing is he was the second runner, so one run came in to score. It ended up being a one-run double. The 3-2. Swinging a fly ball hit well into right center field, pushing Corona back into the right center alley. He tracks it down and makes the catch. Two outs here in the fifth inning. Here's Alex DeGody now, tied at one in the top of the fifth. So because he was the second runner, Bowman does not get to score because it was the two-out, third out, meaning the game is over right there. Just one run scores, and there were a bunch of player ejections arguing that call, of course. The pitch. It slips outside to DeGody. It's one ball and no strikes with two outs and the bases clear here in the fifth. A wild scene in Midland last night. It was Star Wars night, and your sold-out crowd at Momentum Bank Ballpark. They were going crazy. 1-0. Swinging a foul back into Price's glove, and it's 1-1. Just a wild scene. To add insult to injury as well, the Rockhounds are the A's affiliate. Well, the AAA A's affiliate is Las Vegas. They seemingly were off to a great start last night as well. 1-1. DeGody takes outside. It's two balls and one strike. They were up 15-1 in the fourth inning of their game before blowing their 14-run lead and losing 17-16. Here's the wind back in the 2-1. That's a strike on the outside corner at the knees of the fastball. Count flattens it. Two balls and two strikes. Not a great day for the Midland Rockhounds minor league affiliates. The A's minor league affiliates, the Rockhounds, and the Las Vegas Aviators yesterday. 2-2. DeGody takes in the dirt off the outside corner. We're full at three balls and two strikes, tied at one in the fifth inning. A wild day in minor league baseball. The Rough Riders would have lost a game in their lead yesterday had that home run been a true homer, so the Riders will take it. 3-2, swinging a line drive on one hop to third, and it goes off of Sacco's glove and clicks out into left field. So Alex DeGody aboard on an error by Tommy Sacco Jr., the third baseman. on a one-hop line drive right at him. He went down to a knee, reached off to his left, and it went off of his glove. So Jesel Cepeda, the batter now. Cepeda popped out to the first baseman, Robleski, back in the third. Here's the stretch. Offering home. That's outside. One ball and no strikes on Cepeda. Just 1-for-8 in the series. Kellen Strom on deck representing the top of the order. Bloss fires. Low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 2-1. Tied at 1. The pick. Low and outside again. It's 3-1 now, and Jake Bloss is starting to look human. Not nearly the ultra-efficient Jake Bloss that we saw in the first few innings and the first two starts head-to-head against the Riders. The pitch. Swinging a fly ball into shallow left center field. Corona coming in, and he calls everyone off, makes the grab, side retired. We stay tied at 1. No runs, no hits, an error, runner left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. We're halfway home in this getaway day. Rough Riders and Hooks tied on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
New pitcher on the mound for the Rough Riders as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Steven Jennings who takes over for Emiliano Teodo. Jennings starting the Rough Riders bullpen here. First pitch home is swung on and hit high in the air in a deep right center field off Barber's bat. Abimelech Ortiz and Kellen Strom converge. It's the center fielder Strom who puts it away. Fly out to center field and Jeremy Orocho makes his way to the plate. Emiliano Teodo, not the length that he would like in his start, but certainly okay with giving up just one run across his four innings. He allowed 5 hits. A lot for the right-hander. One off a season high. Pitches a strike to Orocho, and it's 0-1. He struck out 7 and walked 3. A lot of base runners against Teodo today. Still tied at 1 in the fifth. The pitch. Up and away, and it's 1-1 on Orocho. One out, base is clear. Jennings has been one of the go-to relievers for the Rough Riders this season. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third. Freeman backhands, checks the seams on it, straightens and throws across for the out. Two outs. Jordan Brewer takes his turn.
Right fielder, number 22, Jordan Brewer.
Jennings, the 25-year-old right-hander. A 2.89 ERA this season for the Rough Riders in 17 appearances. Brewer 0 for 2. The pitch home. Low and away. Misses with a slider, and it's one ball and no strikes. Jennings holding opponents to a 2.21 batting average against on the year. 1-0. Fouled back. Ball on a strike. Emiliano Teodo today has stranded 8 base runners in 4 innings. Bases loaded twice and then 2 in the 4th. The pitch. Up and in, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. And even though he allowed 5 hits, he did not allow a single run-scoring hit. Only run he allowed was on a sacrifice fly. 2-1 home. Slider fouled off at the plate, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Really impressive stuff for Emiliano Teodo, and even though it wasn't his best start in terms of length or numbers, still he continues to find a way to not allow runs. Two balls, two strikes to Brewer. The pitch. Swinging a grounder to third again. Freeman's got it at the chest. A crow hop throws across and gets Brewer. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Stephen Jennings. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We move to the top of the 6th inning, tied at 1 between the Riders and the Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We move to the top of the 6th inning. It's tied in 1 between the Rough Riders and the Hooks in the series finale. Kellen Strom at the top of the order stepping in against Jake Bloss, who's thrown 78 pitches so far, back out for the 6th inning. He shakes no at the first sign, likes the next, and deals. Inside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Only one hit today for the Rough Riders. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider away, and it's 0-2. That was the RBI Josh Hatcher single back in the 4th inning after Hicks walked. He was balked to second base, and then with 2 outs, scored on the RBI knock. Rough Riders would love to do more damage against Bloss. 0-2 pitch. Low and outside. One ball and two strikes, but it's more of the same that we've seen from Bloss. Really tough to hit. Really, the only time that teams have been able to get to him are late in his starts. That's where we are right now here in the sixth. He nods yes at the sign of the 1-2. Low and outside, it misses, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Strom has flied out and grounded out in his 2 trips today. Looking to extend a 6-game hitting streak with 1 hit in each of the 6 games. Losses 2-2. Breaking ball tagged into center field, but right at Corona, he goes into a back pedal, reaches skyward, plucks it out of the air, 1 away. Liam Hicks now, left-handed batter. Only 2 base runners in the game. Off of Bloss, outside of an error, came back in that 4th. An error in the 5th inning, allowing Alex Dugoty to get aboard on the 3rd baseman, Tommy Sacco. Pitch home. Letter high fastball is strike. It's 0-1 on the DH. Hicks looking for a rare hit as a DH. The pitch. Swinging a bounder up the first baseline. It's a foul ball. 0-2. He pounded it home over the last few days if you've been joining us. That Hicks is a much better hitter when he's catching. 1-for-3 day yesterday as a catcher. Hitting .357 as a catcher, hitting just .203. And 20 games as a DH. 0-2. He swings, pokes it on the ground, softly to third. Sacco comes up backhands, whips it on to first, just in time. 2 down. Cody Freeman bats now for the Rough Riders. After 2 quick outs in the 6th inning. And that's going to be it. Oh, man, just 86 pitches for Bloss. And Joe Thon comes out of the dugout. And he'll go get his right-hander. So it's back-to-back starts against the Rough Riders for Bloss, in which he goes 6 2/3, strong innings. And with 2 outs here in the 7th inning, a pitching change, and Bloss is done. Corpus Christi dips into their bullpen, tied at 1. We'll be right back after this pitching change on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
27-year-old right-hander Drew Strotman is the new pitcher here in the 6th inning for Corpus Christi. Tied at 1. 2 outs, bases clear. Jake Bloss is done in his start across 6 2/3 innings. And Strotman takes over. First pitch to Freeman. Clips the outside edge of strike, and it's 0-1. Bloss finishes with a final line of allowing 1 run on 6 2/3 innings. He just surrendered 1 hit, struck out 1, and walked 1. 0-1 pitch. It's outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. Jake Bloss bookending this series, going 6 2/3 innings in both of his starts. 1-1. Low and outside, 2 balls and 1 strike. Strotman started the season with AAA Sugarland, coming in to Corpus Christi in mid-April. He readies and brings it. Breaking ball, ground ball down the third baseline. Sacco backhand, straightens, lofts across the diamond, and gets Freeman for the final out in his sixth. Riders down in order, no runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We move to the home half of the sixth inning. Steven Jennings back on the hill for the Riders when we come back. Tied at one on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
J.C. Correa begins it in the bottom third of the order in the bottom of the sixth inning for Corpus Christi. We're tied at one. Steven Jennings, the right-handed pitcher for the Rough Riders, deals home. Outside, 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jennings threw a 1-2-3 fifth inning. Coming in relief of Emiliano Teona, the Rough Riders starter. He sets head high and offers home. Just misses low of the zone. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Both teams into their bullpen now. It's a matchup of two really good bullpens. At least lately. 2-0 pitch to Correa. Takes a strike on the outside edge. It's 2-1. Correa 2-for-2 today with a single and a double. He scored the lone run today for Corpus. The Rough Riders in their last 7 games have had a 1.61 ERA out of their bullpen. 2-1. In the air out to shallow right field. Ortiz jogging in. He's under it and he makes the grab. Fly out to right field for Correa. One away for Colin Price. Tied at one here at the bottom of the sixth inning. On the other side, Corpus Christi in their last 10 games has had a 1.46 ERA out of their bullpen. So two teams that have done really well in the back end. The pitch fouled straight back and it's 0-1. And two teams that are vying for a good end to this series. Corpus has won 8 of their last 12, and they've only had 2 series wins this season. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Swinging a fly ball, hooked foul down the left field line. 0-2 on Price. One of those series wins was against Midland last week, so a win today, and Corpus would win back-to-back series. For the Rough Riders, a win today, they would split and finish out the road trip 10-3. Price stands back in from the right side. The pitch. That dips low off the outside corner, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. And, of course, you can make an argument that this might mean a little bit more to the Rough Riders, considering the hooks are already out of it here in the first half. Here's the stretch in the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball cut on and missed. Got him with the slider off the outside corner. Stephen Jennings with a strikeout, his first in relief today. And it's 5-up, 5-down for the right-hander. Here's Ryan Robleski, first baseman. 1-1 ball game, bottom of the sixth. Jennings offered. Fastball, ground ball to the left side. Chavez deep in the hole at short. He's got it. Long throw over to first is in time. And Franier Chavez makes a pretty play to end the inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Steven Jennings with a dominant pair of innings out of the bullpen. We move to the seventh. It's 1-1. Rough Riders and Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're into the top of the seventh inning. Only two combined runs in this game, and each team has scored one. Josh Hatcher starts it off for the Riders in the seventh inning. Drew Strotman, after recording the final out in the sixth, back out for the seventh. 4, 5, and 6 for the Rough Riders. First pitch, Hatcher shows bunt, watches outside, pulling it back to his left shoulder, and it's 1-0, no strikes. Hatcher still the only hit for the Rough Riders today. His RBI single in the fourth. The pitch. He misses low, and it's 2-0 and 0 strikes. And you love when you have on paper what should be a phenomenal starting pitching matchup, and that's exactly what we got today. 2-0. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 2-1. Both pitchers showing really good stuff. Bloss technically out-dueling Teodo as Teodo only went 4. 2-1. Outside, it's 3-1 strike, but he struck out 7 across his 4 innings. Hatcher ahead. 3-1. Fouled out of play to the left side. It's 3-2. Hatcher's RBI single on a 2-2 pitch over the second baseman, Orocho, in a right center field. A great sign to see. Hatcher tries to jump out of a funk. The pitch. He takes low. Ball 4. So Hatcher's aboard with a walk. Starting things off in the seventh inning, and Franier Chavez making his way to the plate. It's the first time in this ballgame the Rough Riders have had their leadoff man aboard. We're tied at 1 at the top of the seventh. Strotman has a 1.42 ERA in 12 outings out of the bullpen this year for Corpus Christi. He offers home. Grounded foul back behind home plate. It's 0-1. Making his second appearance in this series, he went 2 innings in the opener, allowing just 1 base runner on a hit. He's gone 3 consecutive scoreless outings spanning 5 1/3 innings. He readies here in the 0-1. Breaking ball, grounded foul back behind home. No balls and 2 strikes quickly on the left-handed hitting Chavez. This is his better side as a switch hitter. Really interesting chat before today's game. If you heard our pregame show, you heard the pregame interview with Rough Riders hitting coach Ryan Tuntland and about treating a switch hitter almost as two different hitters. That's what Chavez is. Throw over to first, and Hatcher's back in safely. And Chavez is seeing so many more pitches from that left side. He's so much more comfortable from that side now. Here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch. Swinging a grounder foul off the facing of the Riders' dugout on the right side. It's still no balls and two strikes. And Tuntland was joking that he calls him Righty Chavy and Lefty Chavy as the two different hitters. It's so much more work for a switch hitter. You have to become a good hitter with two different swings. 0-2. He swings and fouls it straight back. And it's still no balls and two strikes. Chavez is such a savvy baseball player, a good veteran to have on this team. And he's proved time and time again, especially during this hot stretch, that he can help carry you. Stretch in the 0-2. Before that, a throw over to first. Still no balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Runner at first, top of the seventh. Oh, 2. Chopped at the first baseline off Chavez's foot. A foul ball. Still no balls, two strikes on five consecutive foul balls to start this at bat. Chavez is playing shortstop today for the Rough Riders. Yesterday, it was Caber Rodriguez. Rodriguez made a fantastic diving catch yesterday at shortstop. It was a line drive off to his right. He took a step and a dive, fully outstretched, and made the catch. 0-2. Chopper off the plate, up the first baseline. Strotman off the hill. Fields underhand flip onto first in time. One away. That works like a bunt. Hatcher down to second. Like Ortiz bats now for the Rough Riders. Ortiz has hit the ball well twice today, both outs into center field. Strotman looks in. He's got his sign. Stretches and deals home. Swinging a line shot in the left center field that sinks down, a base hit. Hatcher flying around 30, comes across to score. Abimelech Ortiz delivers. 2-1 Rough Riders. Frisco takes a seventh inning lead. Abby going the opposite way into left center field. An RBI single. And the Rough Riders take the lead right back. Cooper Johnson now. Just the second hit today. Both hits for the Rough Riders today have produced runs. Two RBI singles. Now Cooper Johnson. First pitch. He swings and corks it in the air to the right side. A pop-up into foul territory. Robleski, the first baseman, looking at the catcher. They're both looking at each other, and the ball falls in between them. Those are two catchers, Robleski and Price, both used to the first baseman taking charge on that kind of play. And Cooper Johnson gets a second life. Oh, 1 pitch. Popped up again. This one leaks foul at a play to the right side. It's 0-2. About that Caber Rodriguez catch yesterday. Talking to Caber before today's game, he said, "That's the best catch I've ever made in my career." In his career, he said it was full extension. I said, "It's like Superman." He goes, "Yes, I am Superman." 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a slider. Johnson strikes out on three pitches. Strotman's first strikeout. 2-1 Rough Riders here in the top of the seventh inning. And here's Alex Degody.
Second baseman, number 14, Alex Degody.
Degody 0 for 2 today, reaching on an error back in the fifth. Open stance from the right side. Strotman's pitch. It finds the outside corner, a called strike. It's 0-1. Caper is one of the true joys to be around on this team. Stretch in the 0-1. Popped up to the right side and foul out of play, 0-2. Ortiz, not a lot of speed over there at first. He takes his lead. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball off the outside corner. Strutman strikes at a pair to end the inning, but the Riders get a run on a hit. No errors. A runner left on. RBI single of Emelec Ortiz. It's time to stretch. Bottom of the seventh next. Riders leading 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the order, due up in the bottom of the seventh inning, and Steven Jennings is back out for his third inning for the Rough Riders. Emelec Ortiz giving the Riders the lead with an RBI single. First offering in. Corona takes high off the outside corner. It's 1-1, no strikes. Jennings has retired all six he's seen so far with a strikeout. 3 groundouts, 2 flyouts. The pitch. Swing and a miss and a nasty slider dipping away off the outside edge. It's 1-1, 1 strike. Corona has struck out twice and singled in his 3 trips. 1-1 offering from Jennings. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Nasty stuff diving away. Steven had one of the best outings out of anybody, starter or reliever, on this road trip for the Rough Riders to continue the 9-game winning streak. He readies and brings it in to Corona. Slider popped up foul back behind the plate and over our heads. Still 1-2. It was last Saturday in San Antonio. The Riders had won 7 in a row. Dane Acker was getting handed the ball, and it looked like the Riders would be well on their way to 8 in a row. 1-2. Poked off the end of the bat, a fly ball into short right field. Ortiz coming on, DeGoti going back. The second baseman, DeGoti, makes the catch. One out for Tommy Sacco Jr., 2-1 Rough Riders, bottom 7. Well, Jennings had to come on a little earlier than he thought he would. Dane Acker lasted just 2/3 of an inning for the Rough Riders, gave up a couple of runs. Here's the stretch and the pitch home to Sacco. Fastball away, 1-0. And so on a couple different levels, you think, oh, no, and now we have to go bullpen the rest of the game, and you're down early. Well, here comes Steven Jennings out of the bullpen. 1-0. Popped up again. And a short left center field. Chavez, the shortstop, back. peering up into the sky, makes the catch off to his left side, two outs. Pascanel Ferreira's bats now. While Steven Jennings came on and threw three and a third scoreless innings out of the bullpen. And he has a chance if he finishes out this final out for three innings of work out of the bullpen. He has a chance to go eight and a third scoreless innings out of the pen on one road trip. The pen. Slider outside, one ball and no strikes. How about that? Just dominant stuff for Jennings. The pitch. Slider punched on the ground. Foul to the left side and into the Corpus dugout. It's one ball and one strike. Riders leading 2-1. All they've needed are two hits today. Two RBI singles. Josh Hatcher and Abimelech Ortiz. One ball and one strike. Jennings pitches. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it's 1-2. Ferreira singled in the first inning. He's 1-for-3 today. He's also popped out and struck out in his three trips. Jennings ready. 1-2. Just outside. Didn't get the call. Two balls, two strikes. Colin Barber on deck. 2-2. Slider just high. Didn't get the call again. That one could have been. Three balls, two strikes. Herrera's back in with his bright blue Nike cleats. Jennings looking to finish it off. The 3-2. Slider popped up again. Shallow left field. Chavez going back. Cepeda coming in. It's Cepeda, the left fielder. He makes the catch. Side retired. Three shutout innings. Nine up, nine down for Steven Jennings out of the bullpen. Top of the eighth inning next. Rough Riders leading it 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth. You're on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Drew Strotman allowed a run in the seventh. He's back out for the eighth inning for Corpus. 2-1 Frisco, scoring the go-ahead run in the seventh inning. Hazel Cepeda, Kellen Strom, Liam Hicks due up for the Rough Riders. Strotman ready from the stretch, and he offers home. Low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. If you're just joining us, the Rough Riders scored first in the fourth inning on an RBI single by Josh Hatcher. Tommy Sacco Jr. lifted a sack fly into center in the fourth to tie the game. The pitch. Cepeda bunts through a pitch. And it's one ball and one strike. And the Riders just took the lead in the seventh inning on the Abimelech Ortiz RBI single. Jake Bloss went 6 2/3 innings, the 1-1 outside. Two balls and one strike for the Hooks today in his start, allowing just the one run. Emiliano Teodo allowed one run over his four innings with seven strikeouts, but left eight batters on runners on base. 2-1 is drilled in the air to left center field. Barber going back. He's at the warning track, and he's there to put it away. One out for Kellen Strong. For 3 today, needing a hit to extend his hitting streak to 7 games. Strotman, right-handed batter, he's ready. And deals. That's low. One ball and no strikes. Teodo stranded the bases, loaded in the first and the second, and left two aboard in the fourth. 1-0. Slips inside. Two balls and no strikes to the Riders' center fielder. Put the ball in play hard a couple of times, but nothing to show for it. Strotman peels home. Swinging a bounding ball to the left side. Third baseman Sacco's got it. Tosses on to first and gets Strong. Routine out to Sacco, and it's two up, two down for the Rough Riders before Liam Hicks climbing to the plate. 2-1 Frisco here in the top of the eighth inning, and here comes Joe Thon, the Hooks manager, out of the dugout, and he's going to make a pitching change to take Drew Strotman out. There's the motion down to the bullpen. We'll get another pitching change here for the Hooks. Riders out in front by a score of 2-1. I'm going to introduce you to the new arm when we come back. We step aside for this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Liam Hicks bats as Cesar Gomez deals home, and it's a pitch high and outside. One ball and no strikes. Cesar Gomez, the new pitcher, replacing Drew Strotman in this top of the eighth inning with two outs and the bases clear. 2-1 Rough Riders. Gomez deals. That's down and in, and it's two balls and no strikes. Gomez has been the pride of this bullpen so far this season. He has the third best ERA in the Texas League among those who have thrown at least 20 innings this year. The pitch. Chopper foul up the first base side. Two balls and one strike. Gomez, the 25-year-old native of Ontario, California, in Southern California. Actually, right next to the city that Cody Freeman is from, Rancho Cucamonga. The pitch. Fouled away to the left side. It's two balls and two strikes. Those two cities literally on the other side of the street from each other in Southern California. Gomez went to UT Arlington, and this year has a 1.54 ERA out of the bullpen in 13 outings. 2-2 home to Hicks. Chopper foul to the right side. It's still two balls, two strikes. He's only walked three and allowing a .233 batting average against. He's done a great job limiting base runners. Hicks is 0 for 2 today with a walk and a run score, and he calls time and steps out. Rough Riders trying to extend this eighth inning. Gomez will more than likely go the rest of the way for the Hooks. He brings it home, and it's high and outside. We're full at 3 balls and 2 strikes now on Hicks. Still just 2 hits for Frisco today. The pitch. Strike 3 called. Got him in the knees in the inside corner. Gomez comes in, strikes out Hicks. Side retired. Go to the bottom of the 8th inning. Rough Riders a 2-1 advantage over the Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Saturday, June 15th. See you at Bark in the Park Saturday, June 15th. First pitch at 7:05. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the home half of the 8th inning, and a new arm on the hill for the Rough Riders. It's Robbie Ahlstrom taking over. Frisco, a 2-1 advantage over Corpus Christi. Colin Barber leading things off. Left-handed hitter against the lefty, Ahlstrom. He's ready from the stretch, and he brings in the first pitch of the bottom of the 8th. Curveball whacked into right center field. Hit well. Strom racing back. He's shy of the warning track. Stops. Makes the catch. A deep fly out to right center field where the ball doesn't carry at all. Jeremy Orocho bats now. Ahlstrom, the left-hander, making another appearance in this series, the 24-year-old. He allowed a run and inning in a third in his only other outing. Offering into Orocho, he takes high with a fastball, and it's 1-0. The switch hitter flipping around and batting now from the right side. He's 0-2 today with a walk. Ahlstrom, a 2.55 ERA on the season. 1-0. Fastball. Just outside. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ahlstrom, I'm sure, very interested in what's going on in the Super Regional out in Texas A&M. The Oregon Ducks, his alma mater, taking on the Aggies with Texas A&M winning yesterday in game one. 2-0. Swinging a line drive over third down the left side. And Cepeda digs it out. Orocho held it with a single. Jordan Brewer now. Well, Oregon exploded for 4 runs in the first inning, including back-to-back-to-back home runs in the first. They lead it 4-1 into the second. Offering into Brewer. Fouled back. 0-1. So Ahlstrom will be very happy to hear that. Talking to Aaron Zavala about it before the game as well. Another Oregon Duck. He's going to be locked in on that game as well once this game finishes. Stretch in the left-hander looks towards first. Kicks home to Brewer. Change up on the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. Last year, Oregon was in the Super Regional against Oral Roberts at home, and I remember watching it at game 3 with Aaron Zavala on the bus ride back home from wherever we were driving back from. Ahlstrom pitches, fouled back. up over the netting, and it's still 0-2. Oregon lost to Oral Roberts in that Super Regional. Looking to make their first College World Series appearance in program history. 0-2 to Brewer. And Ahlstrom throws over to first, not in time. Ahlstrom still knows a lot of the guys there because he went to work out there this last offseason. He still lives in Eugene. He readies in the 0-2. Swinging a line drive back up the middle. The second baseman, Degoti, he's got it. Steps on the bag for one. Throws to first for a double play. Four unassisted, three double play. And just like that, the inning is over. Ahlstrom faces the minimum, allowing a hit. And we go to the top of the ninth inning. It's 2-1. Rough Riders lead it on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch to Cody Freeman is a strike as we begin the top of the ninth inning. It's 2-1 Rough Riders in this series finale at Corpus Christi in Frisco. Freeman 0-3 today. The pitch, a check swing strike in the bottom of the zone. It's 0-2. Rough Riders just two runs on two hits, no errors. The Hooks a run on six hits and one error. The Rough Riders defense was what let them down yesterday, allowing three unearned runs thanks to two errors, but they've been solid today. Frisco has 12 errors in their last 12 games as well. The 0-2 popped up foul back behind home and foul out of play. It's still 0-2 on Freeman. Rough Riders during this road trip lead the league in steals with 23 and only six homers, though. They've been a somewhat effective offense. The pitch is swung on and missed in the dirt for strike three. Freeman down on four pitches. One away on the second strikeout for Gomez, and Josh Hatcher stands in now for the Rough Riders. 2-1, Rough Riders lead the Hooks. Hatcher is 1-for-2 today with an RBI single in the fourth, and he walked back in the seventh. Gomez rocks and fires. Fouled in a line to the left side. It's 0-1. Hatcher starting to look a little bit more comfortable at the plate now. Gomez rocks and deals. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball below the zone. He was out on his front foot, waving at that one, and it's 0-2. Infield straight up, outfield the opposite way, 0-2 pitch. Way up and outside on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. One ball, two strikes. Gomez takes the throw back. working on the back of the hill, walks his way up to the rubber, looks in for his sign. The quick worker's got it. 1-2. Foul back. Still one ball and two strikes. The Rough Riders will have their 7.5-hour bus ride back home after this one. 1-2. Down in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Day off tomorrow, and then camp day coming up on Tuesday. We'll have a noon first pitch, 12:05. Hope you can join us. 2-2. Check swing on a pitch down and in. He went around, strike three. Three consecutive strikeouts for Cesar Gomez. Brainer Chavez bats now. Top of the ninth inning. Two outs, bases clear. 2-1 Riders. Bottom third of the order for the Hooks will be due up in the ninth against Robbie Ahlstrom, as there's nobody warming in the Rough Riders bullpen. Gomez winds and fires. Outside corner, a called strike, 0-1. He has been flipping in strikes. He rocks back here, the 0-1. It's down and in, and it's one ball and one strike. Extreme first base side of the rubber, his feet very close together, almost touching. And the 2-0. That was the 1-1, I should say. It's high and inside. It's two balls and one strike. Chavez 0-for-3 today. Lined out to right back in the fourth, his hardest hit ball. 2-1. Foul back, 2-2. Coming into this game, Chavez riding an 8-game on-base streak. 2-2. He swings and bounces it foul to the Riders' dugout on the right side. It's still two balls and two strikes on him. This game is kind of a perfect summation of what the Rough Riders have done during this road trip. Pitched amazingly and done just enough on the offensive side. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. He strikes out all four he sees. That one on a breaking ball down in the dirt. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. A chance for the Rough Riders to win it and split this series. Finish it with a 10-3 road trip. 2-1 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. We've got you, brother! Leading off designated hitter number 10,
J.C. Correa. Here we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's 2-1 Rough Riders. J.C. Correa, Colin Price, Ryan Robleski, the 3-2 up against Robbie Ahlstrom. Going for the 6-out save. He's ready from the stretch. And the first pitch home. This is low with a breaking ball, 1-0. Correa has two hits today. Singled in the second and doubled in the fourth. Rough Riders, two runs on two hits, no errors. The Hooks, one run on six hits and one error tonight. Ahlstrom, the 1-0. Swing and a foul back off of Johnson. One ball and one strike. The Rough Riders have been good in one-run games this season, partly because they've been good in the back end of the bullpen. They're 8-4 in one-run games. Here's the stretch. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a line drive into right field. Sinking. Ortiz comes on and makes the catch. Ortiz snares the liner. One away. Colin Price bats now.
Catcher, 14, Colin Price.
The Riders have not lost this season when allowing three or fewer runs. They are 29-0. Looking to make it an even 30-0. Ahlstrom readies. And the pitch home to Price. Swinging a foul back into Johnson's glove. 0-1. Price is 0-2 today with two strikeouts and a walk. Ahlstrom the 0-1. Breaking ball, check swing. He didn't go. And it's one ball and one strike. That curve missing low of the zone. Stephen Jennings was fantastic in his two innings of six up, six down relief. And now Ahlstrom, who faced the minimum with a double play in the eighth. 1-1. Ground ball chopped to third. Freeman backs up on it. He's got it. Long throw across the diamond. Not in time. Infield single for Colin Price. That would have been a spectacular play. Freeman had his momentum going back into left field. He had to put on the brakes with 1 foot on the outfield grass right on the line. Tried a one-hop long throw across the entirety of the diamond, and it was just late. So here's Ryan Robleski. The pitch. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. They are not pinch running for Colin Price. They have Jaron Williams in the dugout if they wanted to. Maybe when he gets to second, if he does. 0-1. Down in the dirt. 1 ball and one strike on Robleski. Second hit against Ahlstrom. Hooks out hitting the Rough Riders 7-2. One-one pitch to Robleski. Swinging a drive, foul down the left field line. Man, that was scary. Home run distance down the left field line, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Robleski has struck out twice today. He's 0-3. Ahlstrom. Glove near the chin, lowers to the belt. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Climbed the ladder with the fastball. He struck him out. 2 outs. Riders 1 out away from a series finale victory here in Corpus. Corona 1-for-4 today with a single. Price leads from first. Ahlstrom stretches. He brings it in. Swing and a miss. Fastball right by him. It's 0-1. There's an upper edge inside corner fastball that Corona couldn't connect on. Ahlstrom, the 0-1 pitch. Swinging a fly ball into shallow center field. Comes back on the infield on a pop-up to Godey under it. He makes the catch, and the Riders win. Frisco finishes off this road trip 10-3, and they split the series here in Corpus Christi. The Rough Riders are now a double-A best 37-20, and they maintain their pace with Midland winning earlier today. They are still 4 games up on the Texas League South with now 12 games remaining in the first half. We'll break it down in a short post-game show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to Whataburger Field. We have a quick post-game show because we got to get on the road. The Rough Riders win it. 2-1, the final score over the Corpus Christi Hooks. They go 10-3 on the road trip. They split the series here in Corpus Christi. Man, the Rough Riders are playing really good baseball right now. The pitching was phenomenal. Emiliano Teodo went four innings, striking out seven in his start, allowing just one run. Steven Jennings went nine up, nine down in his relief. And then Robbie Ahlstrom got the last six outs of the ball game for the save, his fourth save on the season. Rough Riders win it by that final score of 2-1. Two runs on just two hits. Both RBI singles for the Rough Riders and no errors. Corpus Christi, one run on seven hits and one error in their series finale today. Rough Riders will be back home on Tuesday. They'll be back with a 12:05 first pitch time against the Amarillo Sod Poodles, the Diamondbacks affiliate. We hope you can join us for camp day. It'll be 7:05 p.m. the rest of the week. And then on Sunday, a 6:05 p.m. first pitch to finish out that series against Amarillo. With Midland winning earlier today, the Rough Riders remain four games up in the Texas League South with 12 games remaining in the first half. So playoff push is really exciting down the stretch here in the first half. We hope you can join us in Frisco against Amarillo next week, but that's going to do it for us here in Corpus Christi this evening. The Rough Riders win it by a final score of 2-1. Thank you to our gracious hosts here in Corpus Christi all week long. From my partner Luke Maley back in Frisco, I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us tonight. The Rough Riders are now 37-20 to start the season, back to 17 games over 500. We'll talk to you on Tuesday in Frisco, but until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!